The Dancing Fairies. Once upon a time, on the Swedish island of Gerv, there lived a servant called Little Anders. He worked as a groom in the stables of Mr. Strala, the clergyman. Now, Little Anders was a dreamer. He dreamt all day and all night about elves and fairies, and he often fell asleep when he was supposed to be working. And one hot midsummer's day, he slept right through the afternoon.
"Wake up, Little Anders," said his master. "It's late. Hurry down to the meadow and fetch my horse. We must lock him up safely before dark, or the fairies'll whisk him away."
The full midsummer moon was shining brightly by the time Little Anders reached the meadow. Suddenly, he heard the strangest music from far above his head. Then, as he listened, a cloud of winged fairies sailed down a moonbeam and landed in the middle of a circle of dark grass, where they danced to the music of a fairy orchestra. Leading them was their queen, who was taller than the others and very beautiful. She wore a silver crown, and her dress sparkled with precious stones. Little Anders crept closer and closer to watch. Then the queen called out,
"Stop! There's a stranger present!"
The music ceased, and the dancers stood like statues.
"You'd better go home," said the queen, turning to Little Anders, "or you may find yourself bewitched."
"I'd rather dance with you," he replied.
And no sooner had he spoken than he found himself in the middle of the fairy ring with the queen in his arms. They danced for hours. But then the queen cried out,
"Stop! It's almost cockcrow. It's time we were back in fairyland."
And the fairies flew off, leaving poor Anders dancing by himself. His master found him there in the morning, still dancing. He danced all the way home and he danced up and down the stairs. He danced all day and he danced all night. Indeed, he danced for 3 whole days. Then, nearly a month later, on the night of the full moon, Little Anders climbed out of his window just before midnight and ran all the way to the meadow. Once again, he heard the wonderful music and saw the fairy dancers sailing through the sky, led by their queen. This time she seemed more beautiful than ever. Folding their wings, they all began dancing with Anders and the queen in the center of the fairy ring. And as before, they danced happily until dawn. Then the queen said,
"Stop! It's almost cockcrow and we must be off. Goodbye, Little Anders. Hurry home."
"No!"
shouted Anders.
"This time I'm going with you."
And clutching the queen's robe, he sailed with her up a moonbeam and into the sky, the other fairies following behind. But this wasn't the last of Little Anders. Old Mr. Strala told everyone that on midsummer nights, when the moon was full, he would see Anders dancing in the meadow. From midnight until cockcrow, circled round by all the winged creatures of fairyland, he danced in the arms of the beautiful fairy queen.